This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Why do Louisiana's student counts keep coming up so woefully short, requiring the state to come up with more money for K-12 education each spring?
When you have an increase in need in MFP and you have a decrease in your revenue, it creates a train wreck.
House Appropriations Chairman Jim Fannin led the effort to find out why the mid-year MFP shortfall had grown from $18 million in 2008 to $56 million this past year. Michael Butte with the Legislative Auditor's Office says it's because the MFP, the state's public school funding formula, starts each year from student counts that are known to be out of date.
The prior year's February 1 student count serves as the basis for the initial MFP budget.
Louisiana's Department of Education counts the kids each October and February. State Education Superintendent John White admits the October numbers are more accurate for budget preparations that start each January, but says that's not the data the Jindal administration wants to use.
That's the administration's determination. In other words, they ask us for enrollment information. They then choose to represent to the legislature the February 1 count rather than the October 1 count.
Butte, with the Legislative Auditor's Office, says the choice to use older, lower student counts seems to be intentional.
Less money is allocated to the MFP on the front end, which allows funds to be allocated elsewhere in the executive budget.
A solution is being proposed. Take just one student count per year in October, base the MFP budget on that, and don't adjust the amount mid-year. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.